descend upon your being, you will have days like this, I promise you. I take no joy in telling you that there'll be mornings that you'll wake up and you'll feel the weight of shame weighing you down in your bed that you don't want to get up. I tell you, you will have days like this where fear or pain or sorrow or even the stinging malaise of depression where you can't even find your enthusiasm, you'll have days like this. And I've come to realize that in life, real courage is not giving a big speech. Real courage is not running into a burning building or leading a charge up a hill. Real courage is when the chorus of chaos, when the penetrating pain, when the shame descends upon you in a loud, ringing cacophony, that real courage is holding on to that still voice in your head that says, I must keep going. It's that voice that says to you that nothing is a failure if it's not final, if I keep going. That voice that says to you, get out of bed no matter what, keep going. That voice that says to you, I will not quit, I will not give up, no matter how dark the days, no matter how big my mistake, I won't give up. And when the world beats me down, I won't lose the lessons I could gather while I'm on my knees. I won't lose the lessons that I can find in my lowest pits of despair, because when I emerge, it's those lessons that will define my being. And so on that day in a corner of City Hall in Newark, New Jersey, I found the lesson that I hold dear. It's a lesson of vision. That as you put your sights on your goal,